Hello?
Hi, may I speak to Kathy, please?
This is Kathy.
You don't know me, but your son plays with my son in Little League.
Okay.
And I've been nominated by the other parents to call you and ask you to change your behavior.
What are you talking about?
The yelling and the screaming in the stands, it's gotten out of control and it's a bit much.
Listen, I support my son in all of his activities. Little League is one of them. I go to all of his games. When I'm there, I can say what I want.
Yes, but yelling cuss words, you can see how that's a little bit much, can't you?
Passion is passion, and I am passionate about my son's game, his performance, and all the other kids on the team.
Passion is one thing, but yelling like a crazed lunatic is another, ma'am.
Wait a minute. Crazed lunacy? How dare you call me a lunatic? You don't know me.
Well, with the way you're raising your voice right there, I guess I would be wrong. You're not a lunatic at all, are you?
Listen, I don't need your snarky little comments. Who the f*** are you?
You see, it's words like that that have prompted this phone call. One of the kids on the team struck out the other day, and you said that word.
Well, he wasn't paying attention. He wasn't looking at the ball. You know, if the coach can't step up to the plate, excuse me, and put the kid straight, I figured maybe a little encouragement from the stands will
do. But you can understand how offended I was as a parent, and also there are kids around who don't need to hear that kind of language.
Well, maybe there are kids that don't need to be in Little League. Maybe there are parents that don't need to be there. If the real world is going to offend you, not much I can do about that.
Yes.
Go on. Yeah, what?
Well, no, I'll let you speak. Go ahead, ma'am. You're obviously worked up.
Well, yeah. I mean, first of all, you haven't even told me who you are. Supposedly this bunch of lily-littered parents who don't even have the courage to face me in person elect you. Who are you that you don't even have the courage to come up and talk to me in person? If this is so awful, I would have thought you would have had the courage to do something about it instead of making an anonymous phone call.
Ma'am, the way that you act at the games when you're up there screaming like a raving lunatic, nobody wants to approach you and talk to you in person.
Yeah, I know. And it just all makes perfect sense. You don't want to approach me in person because you're a f***ing coward. You got a problem with me? You come to me face to face.
Getting this worked up for a person of your size can't be good for your heart.
Excuse me?
I'm concerned about your health now.
Are you saying something about... Oh, my God, I cannot believe you are stooping to that level of insult.
I was
Good
not
God.
Insulted.
You must be a tiny, tiny little man.
I was not...
Because I can smell a Napoleon complex a mile away.
I was not insulting you one bit, ma'am. I was just saying I was concerned for your health.
Yeah, your concern is really tender and sweet.
Have you been drinking?
No, have you?
Because is that the problem at the games? Ma'am, I've sat next to you before, and frankly, you smell like a wet bar towel.
Oh, you sat next to me before. Let me see. Oh, yeah, I remember. You're the scrawny little pasty-faced whose son couldn't hit a ball if it was stuck in his face.
Did nobody hug you as a child?
How dare you? I can't believe that you would start analyzing me. What is it? Is your d*** about as long as your brain? Jeez.
I take offense to that.
Oh, dear. I'm so offended. I feel very sorry for you, sir. You are one sorry little person. When I call people to discuss their behavior, I at least have the decency to tell them who I am, because I'm not a tiny little pasty-aged
I'm assuming that you're just taking it out on me because you don't feel good about how your son plays on the team.
And no, so you're taking it out on your son because he sucks.
And this is the problem, ma'am. You have no problem yelling at children.
Sometimes children need motivation. Obviously, if you'd gotten motivated a little more when you were young, you wouldn't be such an asshole today, would you?
I called up trying to be polite just to talk to you about your behavior at the game, and you have been nothing but rude to me.
Well, your politeness was sorely lacking, Wad.
Okay, Kathy, can I tell you something else then, please, without you jumping down my throat?
I'm listening.
This is actually Jubal from Brooke and Jubal in the Morning doing a phone tap on you.
What the f***? I've heard of this before. Who set me up?
All the other parents on the team got together and wanted me to call you because they said you're kind of a hothead at the Little League games.
God, you have to be kidding. Oh, my God.
You really drop F-bombs at Little League games?
Well, if the little f***ers had hit the f***ing ball once in a while, maybe we wouldn't have it this year.